Hello again, Villa Voice Noters. I'm back for your latest installment. This week, I'm going to drag myself kicking and screaming into the modern world. So I'm going to talk about something current rather than being too nostalgic. But don't worry for the old gits amongst us. I probably will hark back to some tales of yesteryear or some mentions of yesteryear. So the reason that I'm being current this week is I want to pay tribute to Oliver George Arthur Watkins. That's Ollie Watkins to me and you. What a player. What a story, what form he's in. So I've been thinking about this. I reckon he's probably the best number 11 to go anywhere near Villa Park since the Birmingham Outer Circle. It's a reference there for you bus fans. Actually, I'm going to go off on my first tangent of the show and give you some facts about the Outer Circle bus route. So according to Wikipedia, the number 11 Outer Circle bus route services 233 schools, colleges and universities, 69 community and leisure facilities, 40 pubs, 19 retail centres, 6 hospitals and 1 prison. It also passes one of the world's largest chocolate factories. No, not that one, you stupid wonker. Talking about Watkins, as we all know, he's en route to overtake another famous Aston Villa number 11, that's Gabby Agbonlahor, who at this very moment is our fine club's record Premier League goal scorer. So Gabby's leading the scoring chart with 74 goals. Before you cut out the words from your mother's copy of Woman's Own magazine and send me a hostage-style note complaining that, yes, Matt, football existed before 1992 Greed League emerged. I am aware that football did exist before the Premier League, but for the purposes of this, let's go with the Premier League stats because it makes it nice and easy. So Gabby scored 74 goals in 322 appearances in the Premier League for the Villa. I feel like I'm being cruel to him now, but that's 322 games to score those goals. That's more appearances than there is bus stops on the number 11 bus route, which is 266, since you're asking. Gabby's goals, a bit like buzzes. You wait all season for one to come along, and then one comes along all at once. But I'm being a bit cruel. I'm not knocking him. Well, I am, but I'm not knocking him that much because it's a really remarkable achievement from Gabby to be Villa's record Premier League goal scorer. If you think about some of the strikers that are in that list, you know, off the top of my head, we've got people like Dwight York, Dion Dublin, Christian Benteke, Dean Saunders, John Carew, really good strikers in that list. And the fact that Gabby is top of that list is great credit to him. The fact that Ollie Watkins is closing in on that record goal haul is just remarkable, really. So for a bit of context, if Gabby scored 74 goals in 322 appearances, Ollie Watkins has now scored 56 goals in 136 Premier League appearances for Villa. So that's 75% of Gabby's goal haul in 42% of the appearances. Three quarters of the goals that Gabby has scored in setting that record, Ollie has already scored in less than half the games played. You know, it just goes to show that we're witnessing something really special at the moment. It's not just Gabby that he's chasing either. If you look at that double that he scored at Luton at the weekend, both fantastic goals again, by the way. If you look at that double that he scored, that's taken into 16 goals in the Premier League this season. He only needs 4 more from Villa's remaining games to be the first player to score 20 goals in a top flight season since you know who. And if you don't know who, I'm soon about to tell you. Let's rattle back through the years. We know Tammy Abraham during the glorious playoff promotion winning season broke the 20 league goal mark that season. It was a second division, so we're not counting it. You know, rattling through names again, Benteke, Angel, York, David Platt, Alan McAnally, Simon Steinrod, the great Gary Shaw have all scored 20 goals in a season for Villa. But because some of those goals have been in cup games and in Europe, we're not going to count those either. We have to go all the way back to Peter With 1980, 1981. For the last time that a Villa player, a claret and blue marksman, scored 20 league goals in the same season. Now, 1980, 1981, I think we all know what happened that year. Just as an aside on Peter With, I wonder if that wristband that he wore would have entitled him to free travel on the number 11. Anyway, I think I've forced the issue with those bus references a bit too much. So back to Ollie. Regardless of where he finishes this season in terms of his scoring output, in my mind, Ollie's earned his place in the pantheon of great Aston Villa goal scorers. And in recent weeks, well, not recent weeks, actually, in this season, I think he's elevated his top class status even more beyond that. I think he's always been a no-frills player, but he now seems to have added the taste of difference range with some of his technical ability and some of the things that he does. Kenilworth Road last weekend. Kenilworth Road as well just sends me off on a bit of a tangent, because I'm sure there's a road off Aston Lane called Kenilworth Road that I used to be able to park in not far from Villa Park until they introduced those pesky permits, the pesky residence permits. But I digress again. So Kenilworth Road last weekend, what a result that was, by the way, and what a statement it was that Villa could blow that two-goal lead and then still find the energy and the attacking incentive to go and win it. Ollie Watkins, particularly at Luton, there was just a couple of moments again that just show me what a class act he's really become. And the first touch for his second goal from Dougie Louise's free kick, just a magnificent touch that made the second touch, the finish, you know, so much easier, although it was still a stylish finish. There was that moment. Then there was the moment when he's just sold the most ridiculous dummy to the man who's marking him down the touchline and left his marker completely sprawling. So those moments are Ollie Watkins elevating his game to the next level. And even in the Forest game at Villa Park a couple of weeks ago, if you look at it at first glance, for Leon Bailey's nerve-settling fourth goal, it looks like Watkins has been denied by the keeper, and it's deflected into Bailey's path. Now, it might be my old eyes failing me, but on further inspection, it almost seems as if he's dinked the ball across. Watkins has had the presence of mind to be aware of Bailey's position, and rather than going for goal, dinked the ball across to Bailey. And it's these moments of added class that, to me, are lifting Watkins probably above and beyond the player that I thought we got, and that I think a few cynics in the Villa fan base thought we got. He's not just won us over with his goals and his work rate, but he's now winning us over with his technical ability as well. I've always loved his functionality, but now he's adding finesse to that as well. And crowbar alert, take it from somebody who knows, because I want to crowbar in a piece of my own footballing brilliance that happened at the weekend. So any witnesses at the Hales Owen Power League would testify that I probably scored the greatest goal that has ever been scored on a six-a-side pitch that's located somewhere between Collygate and the Loy on Sunday evening. So Let me paint the picture. Let me talk you through it. So the only way I can describe it is, if you imagine some cruel person has dropped a newly hatched chick from the top floor of the highest tower block of flats that you've ever seen, and then an absolute hero, this is where I enter the fray, an absolute hero manages to break the fall of that delicate chick using the kind of cushion that posh people would bring a wedding ring. That would deliver a wedding ring on. So that there was my first touch. The ball has fallen out of the sky, miles out of the sky. The floodlights aren't great down there, so it wasn't, you know, I'm trying to really paint the picture here. The ball's fallen out of the sky. I've cushioned it on my wand of a left foot, and then I've just steered it past the goalkeeper. So again, game knows game, class knows class. So but anyway, it's not about me. It's about Ollie Watkins. What I wanted to end this voice note with this week was just to say, treasure him. You know, I know he's taken a while to win some of us over. I've joked on the podcast before about how fickle my son is, because he's one of the ones who's completely won over by Watkins now, but it was a long journey to get there. He's brilliant. We're seeing history before our eyes. We're seeing a real, real class act. So we're really lucky to have him. The only thing that I need to finish off on is my standard dad joke. It's another one that I've stolen off Twitter, and it's another one that's going to make you audibly groan. I'll probably be able to hear your groans from here, but I'm trying to lose weight just by putting bread on my head. It's a new loaf hat diet. Sorry. Anyway, till next time, up the Villa. Ollie Watkins.